Welcome to Growth Marketing Today, where marketers, designers, and product owners level up their growth marketing chops from experts in today's top startups. Here's your host, Ramley John.
Welcome to episode 154 of Growth Marketing Today. This is your host, Ramley John, and today we're going to be talking about online communities. Now, online communities are everywhere nowadays. For some people, communities are just a place to learn and explore specific topics of interest. For others, it's where they discuss personal issues and find comfort among those with similar experiences. Now, for businesses, building a community can help with customer support, product development, and even marketing. In episode 154, you learn from Crystal Wu, community manager at Shopify. First, the advantages of building a community for a B2B brand. Second, how Crystal taps into a community to amplify content reach. And third, how to measure the health of an online community. Before we go on, I just want to thank the sponsor for this episode, 42 Agency. They are a plug-and-play demand generation and marketing operation agency for B2B SaaS companies that are ready to scale. You can learn more about them at 42.agency to get a free $500 consulting time. Well, let's jump into my chat with Crystal. Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Growth Marketing Today podcast. I'm super excited to have Crystal Wu here. She's community manager at Shopify, but I've seen her on Twitter. I finally reached out to get her on the show. Crystal, how are things going with you today?
Hey there. I'm so excited to be here. And thank you so much for inviting me. I'm doing great. Today's a Friday, end of week. I have a big week ahead of me next week. So I'm feeling good.
And the big week is Disney World, right? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I'm going to Disney World for the first time. I've never been. I'm most excited to see Epcot and go to the Food and Wine Festival.
Oh, there's a Food and Wine? Is that like the Food and Wine happens every year, or like is it more like it goes on at any time?
From my understanding, it seems it goes on every year during the fall season, and you can try different types of food from all of the different countries that they have available. So I'm excited to just pig out.
That's super fun. I'm super excited. I'm glad I caught you before you went to Disney World, and then you're just like, you must be super excited about that. Thank you for jumping on the show. We are going to be jamming about community, and one of the things that I ask you what you wanted to chat about is like, why is it such a hot topic? And maybe part of the reason is people have been cooped up for so long inside and they just want to be part of community. But like, what are your thoughts around like, why is community, like I see it on Twitter, I see it on LinkedIn, people are talking about community a lot these days.
Yeah, you're so right. Community has just become such a hot keyword for businesses and folks right now. And I think the pandemic has really sped up the kind of activity for it. And really, community has kind of been there from the beginning. But due to the pandemic and completely going digital, a lot of businesses are finding that it's really important to start putting community first before putting their product first, because the community is what's going to like help shape the vision for the business's products and how it's going to help support their customers. And so I think having community and that activity at the forefront right now is really, really validating for folks in community roles, even for marketers, kind of understanding that it's not all about being product focused and like driving home product marketing, but also kind of making sure that you're keeping your customers and your community in mind, because they're the ones that are supporting and advocating your brand. So really nurturing those relationships are really important.
It makes a ton of sense. And I think that's leading up to the other thing you wanted to talk about, like what are some of those advantages? I mean, especially for building a community for B2B brands, like you're currently working at Shopify, you were at HubSpot before. So in the B2C world, like the D2C, like e-commerce, like it makes sense because you can get them all together. They're like, but in the B2B, like what are some advantages you've seen? And you already started mentioning a few in your previous response.
Yeah. And, for community specifically in the B2B space, like I think one of the biggest components is that it allows your brand to be discovered, because you're finding it through community activations, whether that's community discussions, the community speaking about your brand on behalf of them, or just being more searchable. It's really, really powerful for your brand using community, and like, it really helps with customer acquisition. It really helps to, you know, reduce the support volume that you have by using communities to kind of help support through customer, you know, questions and issues and stuff. It also really helps to make everything really easily accessible, because there are going to be documentation out there that is about education, best practices and tips. And like, that education is going through to your community, and your community is kind of the one that's cycling it through, and like spreading it out more through more and more people. So that kind of information is really valuable for a business, because it's almost like you're doing less of the work and letting the community kind of take the ownership of it and moving it forward.
That's fascinating. So like, you're sharing that information across to the other teams. I'm curious how is that done? You've seen done, like, do you put in Google Doc and you share it out, or like, is there a Slack channel? Like, or like, are you part of meetings where like, you're essentially the voice of the customer into like those meetings? But like, how is a community manager, or how have you seen that shared to other teams, that insight?
Yeah. So imagine like, you kind of have like customer advocates that are part of your community, and they're speaking on behalf of you and saying how much they really love your product and your brand. That right there becomes a product testimonial for you. And that's something that you can add into a video onto your website, quote them, share on your social media, in an email newsletter, and kind of like highlight like, hey, this is what my community is talking about. And you're almost like validating it for the community, for them to feel like, wow, I'm being seen, I'm being heard. So what you're hearing out there is information that you can take and kind of turn into content, in a marketing sense, where you're balancing both worlds here and you're really supporting each other. And I think what I've done previously at, you know, HubSpot specifically, because I was there for a much longer time, is really like amplifying our customers and, you know, what they were saying about our brand, and letting them know, like, we hear you, we really appreciate what you're saying. And whether that could be through, retweeting their content, getting them on a podcast, kind of like this, putting them in videos, in our YouTube videos, sending them custom swag boxes to really thank them if they had a really difficult time, or if they had a really positive experience and we just really want to go out of our way. There's so many alternatives that you can do. And I think, that's what makes it really powerful.
Makes a ton of sense. I mean, I also went on your LinkedIn. I saw one of the other things that I saw as an advantage. You mentioned in your LinkedIn that at HubSpot, like, community was used, or like, it was a channel to amplify content reach, which is super interesting as well. Like, is that another advantage of community, where like, now you're not just getting insight about like what content to build, but like, they're like the first ones to share or amplify content and insights?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we kind of had to take a step back and like listen to our audience and figure out like, what are they talking about? What are their concerns and what are their needs? And how can we help create content that would answer those questions for them to create that alignment? So it wasn't more like, we're going to be pushing this out and like, we're hoping it sticks. It was more taking the step back, doing a lot of social listening and understanding where they're coming from. And sometimes, like, to be totally honest, if we didn't have content, those were the days that we would really highlight our community and like find ways that we could amplify it, whether that was like responding back to them consistently at a more frequent basis, or again, retweeting them or quote retweeting them, or even just going to their page and liking their content and talking about what we liked about their content.
I love that. That's they're a really great way to like build like fans, like when you're like listening to them and really like, getting them as a part of your, in your side, essentially with that. It's great to hear that on the HubSpot side, but you also now work at Shopify. Congrats. Cause that's a Canadian company. I'm Canadian. So that's super, super cool to hear that. I'm curious what your main focus is there. Like, you've been there for, I believe, five to 6 months now. Like, what's that experience like working at Shopify as community manager, especially that it's a well-loved brand as well.
Yeah. So I work at Shopify, like you said, and I work specifically on the Shop team. So you might have seen it if you downloaded the Shop app as a consumer, where you can like go and online shop a lot of brands and track your packages and kind of create like a nice shopping experience. And my role essentially is to build a community around the Shop brand and really making sure that the merchants that are using Shop and are involved of that shopping experience for consumers really feel that connection and feel like, you know, they're being part of something that's going to help benefit their business and like, you know, change the industry in the future, not just kind of like throwing it out there and they're just like, you know, impulsively shopping. It's more like you're intentionally shopping. So, you know, so far my time, and it's only like literally a few months at this point, is really understanding like what are the merchants' needs, what their pain points are, and you know, where is the gap that is missing that like our community can help fill that gap and why that's important. I really think it's necessary to kind of figure out like why for the community before just diving in and being like, okay, we just have to build something. Like there really needs to be a need for it, and understanding like what those gaps are, how we're going to evolve it in the future, and something that's going to be built long term, nothing that's going to be essentially like a quick win. That's not really what community is all about. And so it's important for me to take that step, talk with a bunch of the teams, get their understanding of what the product is like, how their experience has been, what's coming up in the pipeline, what the roadmap looks like for the future of this product and the experience of it. And overall, the app industry, you know, the app industry and commerce, and really figuring out like what community can do to be impactful. And so I'm kind of in the process right now of literally building out like a, you know, a program to for merchants so we can make sure we have really close relationships and help build our brand advocates of merchants that really just want to be part of it and want to be along for the ride for the future of the app commerce industry, really.
That makes a ton of sense. You're just building that relationship that what, and feel free to just like, kind of hide the information here, but what is that program? What kind of like stuff are you thinking about for that program? Are you thinking of building a space for them or like some kind of like a champion program? Like what is the program you're thinking about building for Shop?
Yeah. So I think the program I'm building now is going to be, it's an evolution of stages. So it's starting out with more small interactions through a small group that we can connect on, evolving that to monthly Zoom chats that we can kind of really put like a face to the name, and then eventually have in-person events where we can bring these merchants together and, you know, kind of have like build off of those relationships so they can learn from each other. They're not learning from us. We're here to like be the glue to help bring them together, help them support their business and upscale their business.
That makes sense. That in-person event sounds like it's going to be fun. Like eventually like people are networking, connecting with each other, learning from each other. It's like a big part of that.
Yeah.
What I'm hearing.
I totally, yeah. It's like the education piece alone is like what's really, really powerful. And one thing that, you know, I think is really important is help bridging those connections, because sometimes it's like you want to be able to do something and you want to be able to try something out, but you don't know how to get there. Like, let us be the you know, the middleman piece to help one merchant help the other merchant.
When we come back in just a moment, Crystal is going to share how to measure the health of an online community. Just a quick word from the sponsor of this episode.
This episode of Growth Marketing Today is brought to you by 42 Agency. If you're a marketing leader, you know that hiring experienced demand gen and ops professionals is really, really hard. That's where we come in. 42 Agency is a plug-and-play demand gen team that can help you scale your B2B SaaS. We're kind of like an agency, but with more of an in-house feel, which means you get all the experience you need to grow without the hiring headaches. Join organizations like Sin7, Sprout Social, Knack, and more. Visit 42.agency to get $500 worth of free consulting. That's FourtyTwo.agency.
Let's jump back into my chat with Crystal. I want to talk about measurement now around like how are you thinking about like once this program is going, what are some like, ways that you're seeing the health of that community, or if it's going well or not? Like, are you seeing, are people coming back for the next like event, or what kind of things are you looking at to see the success of those community programs?
Yeah. So, I mean, with my community program, it can be different across, you know, anyone who might be listening, they might have different community outlets. For me specifically, I think what's really important is active engagement, where we're seeing a lot of repeat engagement from merchants talking about what they're interested in, what their problems that they're having, and having other merchants kind of like build that communication. So not just us kind of going out there being like, hey, what's this? You know, you answer this question for us. Like, we really want organic communication. So that's like one big piece. And another one would be like merchants showing up for calls. Like, I think that's really, really important when there's like digital events happening, making sure that, you know, we really have a lot of them there that speaks to the interests that they have. The more that show up, the more we're kind of like, okay, we're aligning with their interests. They want to be here. This is like valuable of their time. And that speaks volumes to us that like, we're kind of going in the right direction. And then, you know, it's not fully built out yet. So we don't have everything fleshed out for like in-person stuff, but as it grows, I'm sure there'll be kind of more of, how we're going to track it and like the evolution of it. But currently right now, like my main focus is just making sure that like we're aligned with their interests and they're going to be actively engaging. That's like absolutely key.
That makes a ton of sense. So it's all about that engagement and seeing that they're contributing as much as they're taking in. They're not just like, you know, those fly on the wall, just like they're totally involved in the community.
Right.
In terms of like, so that's, does it help that Shopify already has a brand? Like, they want to be part of like the shop. I've used Shop before. I love it. Like, I get notified when I order something. So like it's already kind of, well, like you already kind of have some established name, so to speak, there. People want to be part of it. Like, does it help or does it not help? Or maybe does it hurt that that the name, there's a brand behind it that people know of already?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I think because Shop is part of Shopify, you know, there's a lot of trust that Shopify has built long-term over the 15 years it's existed with their merchants. And because of that trust, it kind of seeps into the Shop brand of like, you know, they've seen what Shopify as a whole has done, what they're capable of, and, you know, that there's potential for more. And so they're really, really excited. And they're very interested to see like what's in the pipeline for us. You know, what are we going to be doing to help kind of reach that level of trust with them and show them, you know, how we're innovating in that area of commerce for them to kind of, you know, again, support their business as well. So I think it goes hand in hand. It's extremely, you know, helpful, I would certainly say, because, you know, there is that relationship there, but I wouldn't say it necessarily has hurt us.
Yeah.
In any way, I think, you know, the only thing we're, you know, really working towards is the discovery piece of like, you know, really how Shop is the app commerce area, where Shopify is the e-commerce area, and making sure that is really well known.
That makes a ton of sense. Now, I know you've also like between Shopify, you worked in community Shopify now in community at HubSpot. Like, are there any like differences you've seen in terms of like, I'm guessing the target audience is slightly different, right? So like that's the big changes. Like, is there anything else that you're seeing that you, in terms of like how you're working with the community programs in both?
How I'm working with community programs in terms of Shopify versus HubSpot?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, are there any difference, or like, it's pretty much the same, you're pulling out pretty much the same playbook that you have?
No, I would actually say it's pretty different. When I worked at HubSpot, I was really working specifically in like the social media community space, where I was focused on social platforms for engagement and activity and building like groups around there. And I think with Shopify, I really feel very grateful that I'm now in a role where I'm evolving my skills from social into more of like, you know, really like one, almost like one-to-one in the one-to-many experience outside of the realm of social. So now I have much more wiggle room in terms of like where I could have my community, whether that's like in a Slack group, a forum group, you know, in-person online events. Like I'm kind of, you know, it's almost like the bucket has been opened and now I get to, you know, try many, many more options, which is really exciting. And I think that's why, you know, Shopify and like the Shop team is really like so special to me, is they really give you the opportunity to be like, if you have like the means to kind of like go and try something and experiment, like they'll let you take those risks because they want to make sure that like, you know, we're trying new things and we're really innovating as we go.
That makes a ton of sense. I want to shift gears a little bit because like HubSpot and like Shopify has well-known brands. Like, I'm curious what your thoughts are around, like, let's say someone asks you in their early stage, a B2B brand, they're trying to build a community. Do you have some advice for those, like whether it's a marketer for that brand or like the founder, where would they start? For context, often what I hear is like, oh, let's pick the platform first. And time and time again, I hear like, that's not what you start. Don't start with a platform, but I'm curious what your thoughts are. Like, where would you start? Where would that founder or that marketer in that early stage B2B brand go in terms of building that community?
Yeah. I mean, the platform is certainly important. I wouldn't say it's like the first thing. I think it's kind of down the line. But yeah, the first thing I feel like you need to, or like is the most helpful, is to really understand what is business problem community is trying to solve. Not trying to be like, okay, we're going to just build a community because of necessary. Like there has to be a reason for it. And there has to be, like I mentioned earlier, this gap that's going to be filled. And then talking, just like learn who's going to be in your community, talk to them, figure out like, why would they join, what their interests are, how can the community help support them? Would they be interested in being, you know, early adopters into the community and really help testing it out, building that relationship early on? There's a lot of discovery and research and questions that have to be answered before you even start going, okay, now I'm going to start building. I think there's probably like almost like that 3-month planning that you're really trying to get a good foundation of the purpose of it, the business need for it, and making sure you're also talking with leadership to really figure out like, do these needs align with what leadership's expectations are, and making sure that they're on board. Because if they're on board, you're like smooth sailing from there. If they're not on board, really start communicating like what your efforts are and like what the purpose is going to be, so they can see that vision.
That makes a ton of sense. I love like you keep tying it back to the business needs so that they're, you know, you're really like seeing how that would work out and getting this. Well, I think you're totally right. Like if the leadership's aligned, then the word you use is it's smooth sailing from there essentially. I'm also curious about your thoughts around. So like they've figured that out. They've, past 90 days, things are working. At what point do you see the need for hiring a community manager? Would you rather like that founder or that marketer hire a community manager to build out that stuff? Or would it be like further down the line when that business, things have been proven out and things are working out a little bit more?
Yeah.
It's a hard question. I'm sorry.
It certainly depends. Like I'm trying to think about two people in situations where like they work at really small businesses and like headcount is very crucial. And so it's important to kind of figure out like when is the need. And I would always say, in my mind, as someone who's done it kind of solely most of my career, is that the need is when you find you're expanding outside the reach that you are capable of. And what I mean by that is you're not able to give 100% to every different point of the community. When you start spreading yourself thin to a point where you're like, okay, I can only get 50% here, I can give 10% here and whatever, that's when you're realizing, I think it's really important to start getting a community manager involved, because they're the ones that are going to be help lifting it up to bring it back to that 100%. I, as like, you know, biased as a community manager, I truly believe it's not something you should skimp on, and it's not something that you 100%. Should give less of your energy. And it's because your community will notice and they will call you out for it. And it's almost like you might as well do it right the first time instead of trying to, you know, finagle it, you know, early on and be like, I hope this works out. Really making sure like it's, you know, you have 100% energy involved in it.
100%. Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a set it and forget it kind of thing. It's what some people think it is, like, oh, let's just, we'll set it and forget it. We'll get like free user generated content. But I think you're right. Like people care. People notice that that you're only half, like the company only half cares about the community versus like they really 100%, 100%, 110% are invested in the success of that community and caring for the people. People can sense that for sure.
I completely agree. And like you nailed it when you were like, the set it and forget it, because it's like, yeah, you can throw something out there and be like, people are going to love this, but they're going to tell you if they love it. And if you don't respond to that or acknowledge it, they're never going to come back again.
It makes a ton of sense. I want to start wrapping up, and we've talked a lot about stuff around community for Shopify, for HubSpot, for early stage brands. If you can provide like we're going to leave the listeners of Growth Marketing today, like one or two pieces of advice about community. It could be something we've talked about now, or it could be something that we haven't talked about at all. What would be like some of those pieces of advice you'd like to give to founders, marketers, or anybody else tuning in who's like interested about community and they're trying to build one and grow it?
Yeah. My biggest piece of advice I would have is go find a community for yourself. It doesn't even have to be professional. It could be for personal interest of sorts. But when you are part of a community and you recognize that and you realize, like, take a step back from it and realize what's going on and the involvement happening, it gives you a better scope into the work that's being done, into like the amount of lift it takes to kind of get to where you're seeing that community is at. It's not something that happens overnight. And so it's having someone be involved in it, whether you're like in a little Facebook group or you are in like a monthly coffee meetup with people, like take a moment to recognize the effort and how important that is and how that's shaping the people that are in that type of community.
Makes a ton of sense. Well, thank you so much for your time. But one last question, where can people find out more about you online? You know, people have questions like obviously Twitter. Anything else? Do you have a blog? Do you have any plug? Do you have any other resources that you're willing to share around community for folks who are tuning in?
Yeah, I certainly can find me on Twitter. I am extremely active and I'm always there. So at Hello Crystal Wu, just feel free to find me. I'm on a lot of other platforms. Like you can find me on Medium. That's where I write my content. Again, Hello Crystal Wu. You can also find me on LinkedIn. I was very particular about my username, so you can find it across like every platform.
So good.
So if you're like, I just want to find this woman, there you go. That's the username.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Crystal. Appreciate your time and sharing your knowledge about community here.
Yeah, of course. And thank you so much for having me. This was great.
Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening all the way until the very end and her hearing from Crystal about how to build an online community. Before we end, I just want to thank once again the sponsor for this episode, 42 Agency. They are a plug-and-play demand generation and marketing operations agency for B2B SaaS companies that are ready to scale. You can check them out at 42.agency/GMT to get free $500 in consulting time. If you'd like to support the show, you've been getting a ton of value from it, there's three easy ways. First of all, subscribe if you haven't already done so and tell a friend about the show. This is how most shows grow, is through word of mouth. Second, leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you're not using Apple Podcasts, 70 to 80% of the show's listeners are from there, and leaving a review helps more people get to know about the show. And third, you can subscribe to the mailing list at growthtoday.fm, where I share updates about my life, but I also share updates about this podcast so you don't miss out. Well, that's it for this episode. This is your host, Ramley John. Keep safe, and as always, keep on growing.